Hey mama, welcome to Holistic Health for Moms. Do you want to lose weight and have more energy? Do you find yourself up late at night searching Google about hormones, weight loss, and how to get healthy? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when the scale doesn't move and you look 5 months pregnant after eating again? Hey, I'm Jennifer. I'm a mom of three, a conventional health nurse practitioner that also believes in natural and holistic health. I kept hearing my patients tell me that they were overwhelmed, tired, and couldn't lose weight. They were overwhelmed with all the health and weight loss information out there. It hurt my heart to see women who wanted answers and solutions to only be given prescriptions and vague directions like eat better and exercise. They needed to get out of the traditional healthcare box, and I wanted to help. So I created this podcast. In this podcast, you'll learn about optimizing your health and transforming your mindset. You'll learn about tools to help you build on what you know is right for you and reclaim the energy and health you know you should have. If this sounds like you, raise your hand and say present and accounted for, and let's get this party started.
Hello and welcome back to Holistic Health for Moms. Today's going to be a little bit different, trying some new things, so y'all just bear with me. First thing I want to do is read you an excerpt from a book called The 100-Year Lie, How Food and Medicine Are Destroying Your Life by Randall Fitzgerald. So I'm going to read you that first, and then we'll discuss. So let's imagine the reality of what we confront on a daily basis. If you are a typical person on any normal morning of your life, the following routine should be similar to your experience. You awaken from sleeping on a mattress that was coated with a flame retardant chemical during its manufacture, as most mattresses are, in which emits minuscule amounts of formaldehyde gas and a brominated substance known to be carcinogenic, which your body readily absorbs. You pad on your bare feet toward the bathroom across a synthetic carpet treated, as most carpets are during manufacture, with benzene and stearine and several other cancer-causing chemicals. Once in the bathroom, you turn on the faucet and splash your face with tap water laced with both fluoride and chlorine, both carcinogens. Most tap water also contains significant herbicides and pharmaceutical drugs as well. You open a plastic bottle of Listerine mouthwash or similar brand and gargle, not realizing that the plastic bottle has leached its own chemicals into a mouthwash mixture that already includes four active ingredients along with a half dozen flavoring and coloring chemicals. If you read the mouthwash label, you will find the following. Warnings. Do not administer to children under 12 years of age. Do not swallow. In case of accidental ingestion, seek professional assistance or contact poison control immediately. You pick up your Crest toothpaste and find it also has a warning label. If you have used more than is needed for brushing and is accidentally swallowed, get medical help. Though sodium fluoride is the only quote-unquote active ingredient listed on this toothpaste container, there are other chemicals in this concoction that don't have to be revealed to you because they are classified as quote-unquote inert and are thus protected under trade secrecy laws. You raise your arms and apply Speed Stick antiperspirant, which contains several chemicals including aluminum, parabens, which are preservatives, propylene glycol, a lubricant and suspected cancer agent, and other chemicals disguised under fragrance, which is another trade secrecy term. On average, according to the FDA, we use 9 personal care products daily containing about 126 chemical ingredients. If you use body lotions, they contain penetration-enhancing chemicals that can drive toxins from other toiletries deeper into your flesh. Before leaving the bathroom, you pull a prescription drug with warning label attached out of the medicine cabinet and swallow this mixture of synthetic chemicals. All the while, you have been breathing benzene fumes, capable of causing leukemia, from that deodorizer you installed under the toilet seat lid. Back in your bedroom, you pull on clothes fresh from the dry cleaners and expose yourself to fumes and residues of trichloroethylene and n-hexane, chemicals known to cause nerve cell damage, memory loss, and cardiac abnormalities. If you have mothballs in your closet, you're exposing yourself to the carcinogenic pesticides, dichlorobenzene, which is also found in the toilet deodorizers. If your clothing contains synthetic fibers, you're being exposed to a form of plastic. And the newer the clothing, the more it is likely still outgassing molecules of plasticizer fumes. Your clothes may also contain flame retardant chemicals that are notorious releasers of toxic fumes. The more tightly insulated your bedroom and the other rooms of your dwelling, the greater outgas collection effect of chemicals from your furniture, wall paint, rugs, and carpeting, and the greater the impact on your brain with symptoms like mood swings, feelings of spaciness, headaches, and an inability to concentrate. You walk into your kitchen and pour yourself a bowl of cereal containing nearly a dozen synthetic chemical food additives, including the sweetener aspartame, which has been linked to a wide variety of allergies and illnesses, including multiple sclerosis. Meanwhile, while eating, you turn on the dishwasher and expose yourself to a cloud of chlorine fumes, which increases absorption. You fix yourself a sandwich you will eat for lunch later at work. You use meat that contains nitrates, synthetic hormones, and antibiotics that were injected into the animals when they were alive. You place lettuce and sliced tomato on top, each of which contains the residue of a half dozen different pesticides. Then you wrap the sandwich in saran wrap, or a similar brand, which contains vinyl chloride, a carcinogen known to cause liver, brain, and lung cancers. As you are preparing this meal, fumes from the toxic bug spray and the cleaning solvents beneath your sink, all with warning labels attached, are further contaminating the air you breathe. Here we are, barely into the first hour of the day. You haven't even left home yet, and already you've been absorbing chemical molecules from hundreds of synthetic chemicals. You haven't even come into contact yet with the really harsh toxins that lurk outside, generated by car exhaust and manufacturing processes, or that lie in wait for you at your workplace and in the fast food and junk food that you sometimes consume. We are the first generation of people to ever be exposed on a daily basis to such an unprecedented number of chemicals, says Dr. Sherry A. Rogers, a fellow of the American College of Allergy and Immunology. At no other time have patients, through reading and education, had such an important and crucial role in determining their own wellness. Now, why do I take the time, the 7 minutes that it just took, or however many minutes it just took, to read you that? Because in little excerpts every single day, we hear, oh, eat organic. Oh, that's covered in pesticides. Oh, that's not good for you. And in little bits and pieces, when we hear that information, we're like, it's just one thing. It's just one food. It's just one, you know, face moisturizer. It's just one piece of makeup. But what we do not take into consideration is the conglomeration of all of the things that we are exposed to all day, every day, that our body is having to process. Not to mention, so that's just the chemicals. That's just the chemicals. Not to mention the stress in general, the mental and physical stress that your body is also having to deal with. Okay? So you're trying to process all of these chemicals, and then on top of that, you got stress to deal with, whether it's work, family, kids, whatever have you, okay? And it is just a very toxic mix. And this has become very near and dear to my heart. I've become very passionate about this in educating people on the things that they are exposed to every day. Can you go in there and change out every single thing in your bathroom right now with something like, you know, new, organic, blah, blah, whatever? No, that is not my goal for this. My goal is to educate you. And if there are things that you can swap out, just finish using what you're using. And then find something a little cleaner. Last week, talked about the EWG. You can go to their website. They have a click down menu that you can look up your different products that you use. And, you know, look at them on their website and see what chemicals they have and what things that they could cause. Okay, it's very interesting to look at. But what I wanted to share with you today is that particular excerpt. And then also, if this is your first time here, welcome. Welcome. So glad you're here. So glad you've stuck with me through this excerpt. I wanted to share with you, some of you may have heard the detox series and some of you may be new and just hopped in, but regardless, I want you to go back to episode one, y'all, way back. I'm going to do a little throwback. Episode 1 through 4, and it walks you through detoxing your body just by small changes. Episode 2 is detoxing your cosmetics and beauty products. Episode 3, detoxing your pantry. And episode 4 is detoxing your mind. So I would suggest, if this spoke to you in any way whatsoever, that you head on back to the yesteryear in episodes 1, 2, 3, and 4. And listen to those, and it just gives you small changes that you can make or things that you can do to start changing what you're exposed to every single day, and hopefully see a change in your energy, your mental fog, your moodiness. And I'll just be like completely honest with y'all. The one thing, and I've shared this over and over and over again, if you've been here, the one thing that I take out of my diet that I see a huge, huge, huge difference with is just like sugar, like the crap sugar. And my particular sugar of choice is most often chocolate. But that was in last week's episode, I think. But just small changes make really big differences. And I'm not even talking about weight. I'm not talking about aesthetically. I'm talking about mentally, emotionally, the biggest differences. So I'm going to let you get back to taking care of the kids, or, you know, taking a nap in the car rider line, or maybe you're just chilling at the house and folding some clothes or something. I don't know, but I'm going to let you go. And I hope that you will check into those episodes, and I hope that they help you. And if you have any questions, as always, please send me a message. It's support@jennifercoble.com. And I'm always happy to hear from y'all. Hope you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.
Okay, mama. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and subscribe to my email list? By signing up, you get my free meal planning template to help you start optimizing your health today. Also, if you could leave me a review, this helps this podcast rate, helps more sisters see it, and it lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to go make sure the clothes are washed, ball uniforms are ready, and snacks are prepared for this week full of games and chaos. I'll meet you back next week for another episode. Have a great week, sisters.